Did you have the Kiss posters on your wall as a child?
Actually, I didn't.
I did. All over the place. Loved Kiss back in the day. Still do, but back 12, 13 years old, Kiss ruled.
You know, here's the thing. They were a self-promoting band before self-promotion became popular. I mean,
I agree.
They marketed themselves. They had, I mean,
action figures,
Kiss trading cards,
yes,
cartoons. They had a made-for-TV movie.
If they could make a buck, they did it.
Oh, and they toured like crazy. I mean, if you really think about it, they're not a great band. They've got some great songs.
Yeah, I mean.
If you think about them, though,
you wouldn't sit there when you're talking about the greatest bands of all time.
And Kiss pops
music-wise, no. you probably would not have Kiss in the top 20.
No, but I would say this: they should have been first ballot Hall of Famers because of what they did to change the business.
Yeah, yeah. Paul Stanley, by the way, lead singer of Kiss, 70 today. Happy birthday!
Our little offshoot there.
Former astronaut Buzz Aldrin Jr. turning 92. Stacey Dash, she is not hard to look at. Clueless actress is 55. You've got this guy, John Michael Montgomery. I met his son last year. Blame My Roots. He's good. The son is good. John Michael ruled back in the early 90s. He is 57 years of age. Actor Lorenzo Lamas is 64. Falcon Crest. You know how I remember Lorenzo Lamas? Because every time I was at my grandma's, there were certain shows that we always watched. Falcon Crest was one of them, along with Dallas, The Dukes of Hazzard, The Incredible Hulk, Magnum P.I., Simon and Simon, and Mama's Family.
Did we have the same grandparents?
I'm telling you. But Falcon Crest always watched
I don't think my
it.
Grandparents watched Falcon Crest. I think it was Rockford Files. That was a big one.
Brantley Gilbert, this guy. Crank it up a second. I don't think that's Brantley Gilbert. Is it?
But as long as the night is you and
the cab shooting me a text ain't coming. Doesn't sound like him, he's 37. Country singer, obviously. Bill Maher, 66, comedian, HBO's real-time host. I will say this about Bill Maher. He's a liberal, but he has no problem calling out liberals, and I've got a little bit of respect for him for that. American Horror Story, X-Men, Days of Future Past actor Evan Peters is 35. Melissa Rivers, Joan's daughter, is 54. And Rainn Wilson of TV's The Office turns 56 today. Those are some of your birthdays. Hey, as the price of pork rises, people are turning to crocodile meat. Would you eat croc?
Oh, I have. Oh, I've eaten alligator. So how is the difference? It's not bad. I had it when we were down in New Orleans.
Why do I think it's chewy? Or is it how it's prepared?
It could be. It could be a little chewy, but it's also, I mean, it's just kind of like, I'm trying to compare it to something. You can get it where it's kind of like similar to calamari, or you could get it to where they're like, I had like alligator bites, and they were actually pretty tasty and not as chewy as you would think.
I've never had it. Speaking of meat, women are turning a slice of bologna into a face mask with bites taken out for the eyes and the mouth. Oscar Mayer. It's paying homage to the classic childhood tradition with a new skincare product inspired by the lunch meat. They're creating face sheets made from bologna. They describe it as a hydrating, restoring hydrogel that promotes skin elasticity, improves hydration, and moisture retention.
You had me a little nervous.
Bologna. Why? What did I say?
Well, there was a bit for this story. And it just really wasn't that funny.
So
I didn't do it, but I'm thinking to myself, did I give you that bite? I'm thinking, and I didn't have
you thought I
didn't
I was
record.
Getting ready to
oh,
introduce
yeah, thinking,
it? No.
Oh, here we
yeah,
go.
No. And I talked a little bit earlier about the pastor under fire for rubbing spit on a man during a sermon. I went back and I looked at some of the most ridiculous stunts pastors have pulled to get people to go to church because they're willing to do anything to get them in church. There was a gun giveaway back in Kentucky way back when, like 1,500 new men showed up for church services over this gun giveaway. The pastor said, you know, you got to know the hook that will attract people. Hunting's huge in Kentucky. You can't argue with them. Fights. You've got hundreds of churches across the country incorporating MMA fights into their ministries. You have a film that was made in 2014 called Fight Church. And one of the pastors says, we'll just be a couple of God-fearing men punching each other in the face. So every church service you go to, there's a fight within the service to get people to come to church. And then you've got the motorcycle club. In 1972, you had a small-town pastor named Herb Shreve. He bought his son a motorcycle trying to kind of bridge the gap. you know, have something in common with his son. 2 years later, Shreve attended his first motorcycle rally, saw thousands of people he felt needed to hear the gospel, so he formed the Christian Motorcyclists Association. He did it back in 1972. Now there's 1,200 chapters around the U.S.
So, interesting.
I mean, that one worked.
So we were talking about alligators and what they taste like. When you go to Wheeling, there's three things that when you go to Wheeling, they're known for. Ogilvie Park, DiCarlo's Pizza, Coleman's Fish.
Yeah.
Coleman's Fish sells alligator soup.
No, you know what? You're right. They do.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to try it.
Probably, it's just like turtle soup.
Is it a Thursday? Time now for your Thursday tirade. Topic number one, Full Frontal. In his latest movie, Hollywood superstar Bradley Cooper says he walked around the set completely naked for 6 hours because he had to film a full frontal nudity scene. 6 hours in front of a variety of people on the set, most of whom are strangers. And then when the movie comes out, Bradley Cooper's meat whistle is going to be seen by millions. Somewhere his mother blushes. Listen, as a heterosexual male, I don't want to see anybody's crank during a movie unless it's one of those movies. You know, one's titled Grinding Nemo, starring Vlad the Impaler. And what this all tells me is that Bradley Cooper is extremely proud of his unit. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing it. Any average-sized guy would decline this faster than Wesley Snipes' credit card. Because number one, they're average. Number two, throw in stage fright, a slight breeze. Now they're below average. So unless you could pick up peanuts with that thing, there isn't a chance in hell most guys would do it. And ladies, in all seriousness, do you really want to see it? Okay, yes, you do. But seriously, those things are not the most attractive things to look at. A man's eyes, his lips, facial structure, pecs, thighs, all more attractive than his plum tree shaker, right? I guess what I'm saying, ladies, is quit objectifying us. We're not just a penis. We're human beings. Now show me your boobs. Topic number two. Stop it. I'm trying to struggle through this with no voice. And you're in there making faces at me. Topic number two, Walmart.
I'm not even looking at you.
That's the problem. Walmart Metaverse. Walmart has announced plans to enter the virtual world of the Metaverse. But of all the virtual destinations you can enjoy with your VR headset, would you really want to go to Walmart?
With virtual reality headsets, you can go anywhere in the Metaverse. The peak of Mount Everest, the beaches of Tahiti, the Taj Mahal.
We want to go to Walmart!
Yes, you can even go to Walmart.
Woohoo!
Because Walmart is entering the Metaverse. Soon, from the comfort of your own home, you can be whisked away to... Are you sure you don't want to visit the Great Pyramids?
Walmart!
Fine, Walmart it is. First, strap on the VR headset and choose your attire.
Okay, let's see. Thong panties, cowboy boots, let's go Brandon shirt. Done!
Then simply wander around the aisles aimlessly for hours on end.
Wow, it's just like real life!
Visit Walmart in the Metaverse. The same Metaverse where you can also visit the Great Wall of China or canals of Venice.
Walmart!
And finally, topic number three, it happened again. The first time it happened was a grocery store about 6 years ago. The second time was Tuesday at a Dollar General. There I was, just trying to grab some cereal, protein bars, and milk in one of those constricted aisles that makes me hate Dollar General. And as I pushed my cart, I noticed a little old lady about 82 standing next to her cart. And then I heard it. You know the sound, the same one that comes out of your chainsaw or weed whacker when you're trying to start it. That... She dusted me, ripped a fart right there, and then turned and looked at me. I was speechless, not only because she looked like Betty White, but also because she just ripped one like a college student after a kegger. Reminded me of Darren Ryan from Jefferson, Ohio. Anyway, I'm looking at her, she's looking at me, and I'm expecting an apology from Driving Miss Daisy. And she bolts. I'm not kidding you, she took off pushing that cart like Tyreek Hill running down a streak for Patrick Mahomes. And I soon realized why, because two other shoppers came up behind me. So she left the scene of the crime and framed me. And as I turned, I could see the one man's face contorting like he just ran over a skunk. And let me tell you something. It's exactly what it smelled like. This old lady's plume could knock a buzzard off a crap wagon. And they were looking at me like I needed to go get a colonoscopy. You know, the first time it happened 6 years ago, I thought it was a one-time thing. But now, I almost feel like I'm being hunted by old ladies with gastrointestinal issues. And by the smell of this one, I'd say she's got about 2 months left. And that's your Thursday tirade.
News Radio 1170 WWVA.
Are you trying to sell a pre-owned car, truck, or SUV? Call Dealin' Dave. You have a loan or lease payoff and confused about your options? Call Dealin' Dave. You need cash in hand today? Call Dealin' Dave. The process is simple. Either bring your vehicle to A&B Kia in Benwood, West Virginia, or visit us online at anbautosales.com and click on the Sell Us Your Car tab and let Dealin' Dave go to work. Turn that unwanted car into cash today with Dealin' Dave at A&B Kia.
At Trinity Health System, they're with you all the way. It's important to maintain a relationship with a primary care doctor by getting annual checkups. Trinity Health System has convenient locations throughout the tri-state area so that your doctor is right here with you and your family. Visit TrinityHealth.com to find a primary care doctor or call 844-TPG-CALL to make an appointment. That's 844-TPG-CALL. Trinity Health System, with you all the way.
This new year, experience the difference at West Virginia's highest-rated Honda dealership, Straub Honda at the Highlands, where every new Honda comes standard with our exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty. Right now, drive a gas-sipping new HR-V with all-wheel drive and more from just $199 a month. Or lease a loaded-up CR-V EX starting at just $289 a month. And all month long, we're going way out of the book on trades. Experience the difference today at Straub Honda at the Highlands or buy online at straubhonda.com. Drive smart. Drive Straub. All with approved credit. See dealer for details.
NeoU is the game-changing fitness app with real-time coaching, daily live workouts with friends, and thousands of on-demand classes like strength, boot camp, yoga, and more. And right now, NeoU has an offer too good to miss. Get a 50% lifetime discount and pay just $3.99 per month when you sign up by January 31st. That's a lifetime 50% discount on your NeoU subscription, plus a 60-day free trial to kickstart your 2022 fitness routine. Get started now at neoufitness.com. That's neoufitness.com.
Near historical low mortgage rates won't last long. If you're buying a new home, go with a lender you can count on for competitive rates, low fees, over 300 loan products, and thousands of loan consultants to help make sure you get the home you want. Call now for your no-obligation pre-approval. 866-888-LOAN. 866-888-LOAN. Or go to LoanDepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
If you're struggling with alcohol or drugs, Recovery Centers of America can help. The holidays are over. The new year is here. And the time to act is now. Expert private care at Recovery Centers of America will get you on the road to recovery today. So call 1-888-RECOVERY now. At our fully accredited, world-class treatment centers located near you, you will be treated with compassion, dignity, and respect by our dedicated team of professionals. You will also benefit from specialized programs, 24-hour medical care, and the comfort of our outstanding facilities. Let us help you. We will answer your call 24/7 and can get you into treatment as soon as today. If outpatient care is right for you, you can receive a same-day assessment and attend therapy in person or virtually. And because we accept most private insurance plans, you get premium care without the premium price. Don't wait. Start your new year. Start your new life today. Call 1-888-RECOVERY now. That's 1-888-RECOVERY.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Let Wheeling Tire check your belts and hoses for your winter driving. WheelingTire.com.
Are you trying to sell a pre-owned car, truck, or SUV? Call Dealin' Dave. You have a loan or lease payoff and confused about your options? Call Dealin' Dave. You need cash in hand today? Call Dealin' Dave. The process is simple. Either bring your vehicle to A&B Kia in Benwood, West Virginia, or visit us online at anbautosales.com and click on the Sell Us Your Car tab and let Dealin' Dave go to work. Turn that unwanted car into cash today with Dealin' Dave at A&B Kia.
Go live to Florida, my man Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Rory, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Bloom Daddy.
Well, give us a recap on that Biden press conference. What are people saying?
Whew, it's a lot. 2 hours long, but really I think the substantial issue were the president's comments about Ukraine, saying that a minor incursion could somehow be allowed by Russia into Ukraine. That's got a lot of Ukrainian leaders pretty scared, to be honest with you. And now the Secretary of State is in Europe today trying to get our NATO allies sort of on the same page as we decide how we're going to respond to any aggression by Russia into NATO.
Yeah, so that's where Biden's handlers, once he said that, they're going, OMG. And that's basically him telling Biden what Putin what he can do.
Yeah, saying almost giving him the green light. So
right.
Yeah, a lot of circling back today. Jen Psaki is going to be going dizzy with all the circling she's doing around when she tries to clean up this mess from yesterday.
What about the president kind of patting himself on the back? Now, every president's going to do that in a press conference, but he's had a pretty rough first year, yet he's telling everybody he outperformed.
Yeah, the feeling is, or the fear is, that is the president tone deaf? You know, you look at gas prices, inflation, and so on and so on, but he's up there saying, hey, look, I got a massive infrastructure bill passed. I've got unemployment down to 3.9%, 6 million jobs created in the first year. You know, they're touting a lot of successes, but a lot of Americans are not feeling that on the ground. I think they want a president who sounds a bit more empathetic.
All right, Roy, what do you make of, I saw this morning where they surveyed a number of Democrats, Republicans, Independents. Democrats, of course, giving him an A. Republicans, of course, giving him a D. I thought they'd give him an F, but they gave him a D. But Independents, and that's the group that everybody's watching, giving him a C.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that too much. Also, by the way, I'm giving the press a D, and that's grading on a curve for some pretty weak questions yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first opportunity. What is it? His ninth press conference since taking over as president. And you didn't see anybody really going at him. And then the one reporter who did, I believe from NPR or one of those news organizations, Biden kind of yelled back at him.
Oh, right. Yeah, the younger guy. They'd be angry because of his youth. But you're a writer. But, yeah, that guy. Yeah, so a little bit of a snapback there. But, you know, I thought questions about, are we more united than we were a year ago? I mean, how is the president supposed to answer?
Yeah, and we all know the answer to that, too. So, I mean, you know, ask something
right.
that we don't
know.
We all
know it's just a platitude.
Right, right. Rory, thanks so much.
Take care, Bloomberg.
All right, much more on the press conference coming up in a little bit. Entertainment news for you. How about Machine Gun Kelly, Cleveland's own Machine Gun Kelly, admitting that when helping create an engagement ring for Megan Fox, he designed it to cause pain if she ever removes it from her finger.
That's always nice.
Yeah. It's made of actual thorns. So if she tries to take it off, it hurts. He said, love is pain. This is an emerald and diamond ring worth up to $500,000.
Have you seen the ring?
I have not. Have you?
Yeah.
And?
It's pretty cool, but I wouldn't look at it as an engagement ring.
What would you look at it as?
Like a ring.
Okay.
I mean, you know how it, like you have an idea of like for an engagement ring. What they look like, you know, the diamond or whatever. And it's kind of like the way that he's got the stones, they kind of look like a heart.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so it's kind of, like I said, it's kind of unique, And it's like, I get it, but I mean, it just, to me, it was like, eh. It's like what you give your girlfriend on Valentine's Day for like, hey, here you go.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
$500,000 is a little bit more than Valentine's Day.
Not for somebody that's making millions.
NBC has canceled Ellen's Game of Games after four seasons on air. She's having a rough time. Couldn't happen to a better person, huh? She says it has nothing to do with workplace toxicity. Yeah, okay. You take a look at her past, I would say that's probably what it has to do with. Comedian Louis Anderson seeking treatment for cancer in Vegas. I'm not trying to be mean, but I thought Louis was dead because there's not very many people that size that live past the age of, let's say, 55. But he's still going at it. And what he has is considered potentially curable. So the best of luck to him.
He had a good streak there for a while.
When was that? And what did he do? Because he did. I agree with you, but I was trying to place it time frame wise, and I can't do it.
Well, didn't he have like he was pretty popular stand up wise. He had a couple specials, and then they gave him his own cartoon, and he was like in a few movies here and there. And then like he was one of these guys like it was a roller coaster. He got to the top. And then right down out of the
just
bottom.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, bottomed out quickly. And in your sports news, you got Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott apologizing via Twitter last night for his comments after the wild card playoff game loss to the 49ers. He was asked about fans throwing things at the refs as they were exiting the field. Water bottles, things like that. And Prescott said, credit to them, you know, to the fans. He tweeted last night, I deeply regret the comments I made regarding the officials after the game on Sunday. I was caught up in the emotion of a disappointing loss. My words were uncalled for and unfair. He also called what he said a mistake, adding, I'm sorry. You do get emotional. It's after a game. Mm-hmm. But you can never condone fans throwing water. I mean, you can seriously maim somebody with a full water bottle or whatever else you're throwing from the stands. Refs are always going to get... They're always going to get scrutinized. They're always going to get blamed for every loss. If you watch that Cowboys game, I mean, I watched drop passes. I saw Prescott throw some bad passes. I saw some poor defense. It's like anything else.
It doesn't come down to that one play.
Thank you. Everybody focuses on Bill Buckner. Or everybody focuses on that one person that, you know, Jackie Smith dropping the touchdown pass for the Cowboys against the Steelers. Everybody focuses
Scott
on that
Norwood's
final play. But there are always things that lead up to that, that you go back and if you really look at, were probably more of a hindrance toward that victory than the final play.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys had like 15 penalties or something like that. They're the most penalized team.
Right,
in the,
right.
You know. So, I mean, you look at some of those things, did that take you out of field goal range? Mm-hmm. There's just certain things that you can look at. It doesn't always come down to that last. Everybody thinks about the guy that misses the layup at the buzzer.
Right,
you know. But it's not. It doesn't come down to that. You know. How about the 14 missed layups in the first three quarters?
You know, getting back to Bill Buckner as a Red Sox fan at 86 World Series Game 6, most of the blame should go to Calvin Schiraldi. It should go to
John McNamara
for not putting in a defensive replacement, which would have been Dave Stapleton.
Which he always did.
Yep. It could go back to Bob Stanley. And I think there was a couple times in that game where the Red Sox, all they needed was a hit that could have broken that thing open, and they didn't get it. It's never the final guy. Top headlines coming up. So let me thank you for your time and try not to waste any more of mine. Get out of here fast.
We're the original social media, but we're also on social media. Just keeping up with the times, you know?
Word.
Follow us on Twitter @NewsRadio.